Good morning. I'm Sung Chun, professor of Samyang University, Korea. I'm so glad to introduce our Korean chess model. There are no relationship to disclose. A new certification, Korean chess, was introduced for the first time in 2010. It has become some similarity with American chess credential established in 1989. One major difference is that the Korean certification is government endorsed, while the American certification is not government endorsed but rather a voluntary national credential. The purpose of this presentation are to describe the history and the organization of the K-CHESS program and to outline the roles and the visions of the K-CHESS. In 1995, the National Health Promotion Act was enacted. In this act, we could have the definition of the health education and implementation of the health education and the core contents of health education. This is the beginning stage. So in 1995, it was really impressive years for us. In 1999, health educators were trained by Korean Society for Health Education and Health Promotion. Actually, that society invited Linda last year to have some your experiences. It was a really good time for us. And the Korean Council for University Health Management Education. Right now, I'm president of the Korean Council for Health University Health Education, Health Management Education. And after that, we had several steps, and finally, in 2010, there was the first national exam of the health educators. I want to briefly introduce the definition and the domains. It is, you are already knows, the health education specialist is a professional who educates individuals, groups, and communities to practice voluntarily leaders beneficial to health and who promotes a healthy environment. As you can see, the domains are almost same with American and Czech, so I don't want to mention about this one. We have three different levels of the health educator system. Actually, the third grade is the entry level, and the first grade is advanced level. So for the third grade level, for the entry levels, the health educator can to assess of the health need and providing services for intervention of health practice in individual levels. The second grade is to plan, implement, and evaluate of health education and promotion programs in various settings. The first grade can implement and research for multi-dimension health program promotion programs through cooperation among professionals and organizing community resources. That is our systems. Also, we have some required subject and elective subjects. As you can see, that we have 9 required subjects and also several elective subjects. This is for the temporary system. Actually, we have only 2 levels. Right now, we have 3 levels because we are to consider of the prior workers. So this is a temporary. It will continue by 2012. So there are two systems to apply the exam. I don't want to lead all of this one, but right side, the students must have taken all required subjects. I mean, five core courses among nine required courses and two elective courses. This is the entry level for application. This is the main pathway to apply the health education specialist in Korea. For the grade second, they must have taken all required courses, nine required courses of the 22 credits and more, four elective courses of 10 credits and more. And the grade one, they must have taken all required courses during graduate school. That might be the M-check, I think so. School and 2 years experience in a related area and level two certification with 3 years working experience in the area of the health education. The passing percentage of the 40% and over of subject taken and the total score of all subjects is 60% and over. National Health we have a good system. So National Examining Board managed to conduct exams, so we have authority from the government. These tables is the result of the first exam. As you can see, the 5,334 applicants applied for taking the test. Finally, 2,264 health educators could have the certification. So total, I mean, almost the 42.5% were gained that certification. KHS renew their certification annually and are recertified every 5 years. Recertification requires acquiring a total of the 75 continuing education conduct hours by the end of the 5 years. This is my main proposal for of you, because our government endorsed certified this certification, so government can have the some obligation of the health educators. So we made a national task force team for the job market. They worked from June 2010 to at the end of September. The TF members were eight, director and associate director, Department of Health Policy, Korean Ministry of Health and Welfare, and also director, Korea Human Resource Development Institute for Health and Welfare, and the other five professors. So I was one of members of the TFT. The main objectives of the TF were to set the laws for KHS at the workplaces, to increase foresighting of the health promotion to hire KHS, to develop the job markets for KHS, to code the mandatorily hiring KHS on related laws and act and regulations. This part is very important to hiring the health education specialist. The final report was submitted to the Ministry of Health and Welfare at the end of the September 2010. Key contents, we had timetables. We could have the systematic approaches And we need to go step by step. And we need to change the laws. So that is kind of the mandatory approach. So main laws and act regulations that we reviewed are like this: Health Promotion Act, Industry Safety and Health Act, School Health Act, Education Act, Community Health Act, Special Act for Rural Health. So all these acts can be changed to hire the health educators. That is fantastic. So we calculated, estimated employment of the KHS are estimated 2,000 persons per each year. Korean chess needs to show their competences and excellence in the practice of the promoting individual, family, organization, and community health to increase the awareness of the importance of the chess roles. Regular updating of the competences that are the basis for the certification is imperative. Consistency is needed in applying roles of eligibility, past scores, and recertification to ensure that certification always represents the known standard. Korean chess were not hired actively right now in health promotion field, such as school, industry, community health centers, hospitals, etc. So we made the national task force team. It is necessary for the Korean government to strengthen the laws for hiring the CHESS certified professionals in the health promotion fields. Korean CHESS model will contribute the new paradigm on world health promotion and education. Thank you so much.
Could I ask the speakers to come up so that we can take questions, maybe bring a chair or just stand, but I want everybody to be able to see. And I'm guessing you may want to be talking to each other too. So does that work? Are you all thinking of questions? You can just stand in a good chair?
Yeah.
Okay. That's wonderful. All right, so that's really interesting. What a way to close. It's a closing that opens up all kinds of ideas. So who would like to begin with questions? I'll do Gary and then Larry, please. And if you would say who you are, where you're from, and then who you want to speak to.
Yikes.
Linda, it has to do, I mean, first of all, across the entire panel, on behalf of the audience, thank you for such an excellent, timely, and time-conscious presentation. That's wonderful. The question, Linda, with knowledge being included for the first time, I think one of the questions that many have about knowledge being included in the competencies and subcompetencies is the evolution of that, and whether or not the framers and the formers of the research went in thinking we should have knowledge-based competencies, or if those knowledge-based competencies actually emerged from
Well, let me think about that. And the first thing I should say for Gary or anyone else who has lots of questions, you know, we have a booth downstairs. We'll be there for the entire conference. So please come down and see us. We would encourage you, particularly if you have any questions on the MCHES or anything at all, come visit us down. And we have front row in the exhibit hall. It's pretty exciting this year. In terms of the knowledge items, it was actually a recommendation that came from PES, that said that most of the certifications do identify knowledge items that assist the item writers in writing questions and also those that are preparing health educators, because the competencies are one thing, but what specifically when you go to teach those competencies, what should be included as the basis of the knowledge for those items? So I do think that it was designed that way. Trying to identify which knowledge items should be in the survey was a bit of a challenge, because as you know, this study encompasses many different settings in health education, and we're very proud that our competencies extend on all work settings. And so some of the knowledge items would be maybe a little bit different or used a little bit differently at some of the settings. So there was much conversation around that. We did mention there was a job analysis task force, and they spent some time in identifying those knowledge items. Also within the process, there were several steps where the knowledge items were also put out to those that we professionals that we were using as experts to comment on those knowledge items. So that's just kind of a brief attempt to describe some of the process around knowledge items. I hope that helps. And I just want to be mindful of time and not take the whole thing.
I appreciate that. Larry Olson.
What were some of the steps that you went through? Yeah, it is a very good question. from 2003, we made a wonderful team for pushing the government-endorsed certification. So it took around seven years.
Could you imagine our government, the blues, the reds, trying to fight over the maroon? I mean, it would be interesting. Are your legislative bodies, groups, as contentious? Do they fight as much as ours do?
I think so.
He thinks so. So it wasn't an easy sell. Please, and again, the name and where you're from so everybody gets it. Thanks.
Clearly, part B before part A, all of the above. I mean, it's a very synergistic kind of process with everybody participating in the experience. In terms of the match, there was, when we looked at the, I don't remember the exact value of the correlation, but it was powerfully strong and positive and everything moving in the direction that you would expect, with students being somewhat less, go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's actually kind of interesting. In some ways, the really strong students tend to underrate themselves. They tend to say that they're not as competent in several areas, whereas the students who aren't as strong sometimes overestimate their competence. And so that's kind of it's an interesting dichotomy there with that. But yeah, there is a pretty good correlation there. And it's interesting though, because students tend to see, five being an A. So if they're an A student, they want those fives, where we really say, if you get a 3 or 4, that's pretty good. So, there's that discrepancy there.
And what we try to do, I don't know about you, but I find this sound really murky. What we try to do is communicate that our goal is to have entry-level health professionals. And to, there are always those students who begin their internship thinking that they are legends in their own minds and that they should be running the office, and how dare you ask them to do certain kinds of tasks. So the experience becomes organic, as does the feedback that one obtains.
Other questions, please.
Oh.
Did everybody hear the question? Do you have to ask for a copyright before in Korea you use the Chesney N-Check materials?
That is a good question too. So American model is so wonderful. So whenever I visit the APH meeting, I stop by the Linda's booth, and we talk about several themes. And so we followed. This is the academic ones. So I just followed the process and the programs. Later, we could develop more.
The answer is yes.
It was okay, good. And I don't know if it's I don't know if it's just me because of where I am now, and I don't know how I got. Yes, I do. I'm at a community college where it's 2 years, and I was struck. Did anybody else notice that in Korea, to sit for the exam to be eligible, it's a minimum of 2 years plus the coursework? Right. So if you take academic classes, but you don't have to have a degree necessarily. Do you all hear that? Because I have been an advocate for a long time of a 25-credit certificate program in health education for people who don't necessarily want to go through the whole degree thing. And it's nice to see that there's an example and a precedent set for something like that. Other questions about accreditation, anything else? Please, Gary?
Question.
That's a great question. No, not yet. So it's definitely something that would be interesting to do, and it's definitely something, but the samples are really small. So for some of the settings, we only have 6, 10, 5. So in terms of breaking that out, we haven't done that. We've started to do some analysis. One of the things that we are interested in is we have the school students, the dual students who do half of their internship in the school setting and in the community setting and then the straight community. So from our academic standpoint, we're also very interested in knowing what's the difference between the students who have a 7-week versus a 14-week. So that's kind of the priority for our analyses next. But I like your idea also, and I think when we have a bigger sample, we might be able to do that. But great idea, thanks.
And somebody who hasn't asked a question before, I come back to Eileen.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
This is a question for my colleagues who were all dealing with the advanced credential that's coming for those of us who have the CHES. Ross Perot was right about one thing, the demons in the details. With that in mind, how will it play out once one has the How are we pronouncing this?
MCHES.
MCHES, okay. So once you've got the MCHES, I noticed that it's going to be mandatory to obtain 30 of the continuing education units in an advanced level. How does that happen? Is that, having participated within APHA in determining those programs that will in fact receive CHES credit, how is the determination of the advanced level to be made? Is that to be done by the individual, or is this going to be a new tweaking to the continuing ed thing, which then is going to have a ripple effect in terms of a setting like APHA, which works from, for lack of a better term, minimum data set so that there is a core of competency looked at so that the review is a consistent review, whether it be for continuing education as a physician, as a nurse, or as a whatever.
Beth asked if I would address that a question. So the 30 advanced credits need to address advanced level subcompetency. And it's designed so that there is a lot of flexibility for the individual to determine the best way to do that. The 30 credits can be either Category 1 or Category 2, meaning pre-approved or not pre-approved. So there are some things that the individual would be able to do in Category 2 and self-submit. In terms of APHA, NCHEC has had a conversation with Annette Faraby. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Annette?
Faraby,
okay, about what this will look like and how we can do that. And we're still working through some of that. I also just met a few days ago at the SOFI conference with their CE committee to see how they can do that. Basically, from NCHEC's perspective, for advanced level credits, it will need to link to advanced level subcompetency. I started looking at the program here at APHA to just in my head, which of those would be linked to those advanced level competencies, and I think quite a few of them would be. The process, we're still working on that, but we've had dialogue with Annette to see how we would do that. So I'm not sure of all of that. We also have some scheduled webinars with the designated providers, and APHA is one of them, scheduled this month and the beginning of next month to talk about the process and the approval process. So some of this is a work in progress, and we'll continue to have that dialogue. Thanks for that question, because we're thinking about it too.
I think we can handle one more. Eileen?
So just to be clear, you're talking about a two-plus program maybe where a student might would get 2 years at a community college and is able to transfer?
No. It's a baccalaureate degree program, either 3 years.
Oh, I see.
Undergrad, plus 3 years.
A combined degree program? Okay. In terms of setting policies on continuing education opportunities and also in looking at the advanced sub-level competencies, I don't think that combined degree programs was necessarily talked about. I know that I'm at an institution that has one of those programs, and students coming out of that out of the combined degree program has to meet certain requirements in terms of taking classes that do relate to the competencies at an entry-level competency, because our program, this might be similar to what you're talking about, are undergraduate students that are taking upper-level, maybe master degree classes to come out as a combined degree program. So we still assess that as in terms of meeting entry-level competencies for CHESS. In terms of MCHESS, you remember it's a experience, a 5 years experience as working at the advanced level is also incorporated into being eligible to sit for the MCHESS exam. So in terms of those combined degree students, they would not only need the academic requirement, but also that level of practice for 5 years. Does that answer your question? Okay. If you think of it, just come by me and I'll try to answer it as well.
I think it's really interesting. I'll just make a final remark and then we'll thank our speakers. I was a French major. I don't know what you all started out as. And then I had 2 years to learn what weren't the designated competencies at that time, just whatever they thought was going to be it. And then I heard about the entry levels and realized I didn't have them, so I stayed for a PhD to try to get the entry level competencies. And now I'm hearing so much, again, I'm beginning to think that I'm in the right place, that maybe we have to start really early at the community college level, and Lowell Levin from Connecticut would roll over in his grave. He was at Yale. He said, no, everybody should have a liberal arts education, and that with that, then you are truly rooted, grounded in the knowledge and skills that you need as a critical thinker, problem solver, appreciator of different cultures to move on and specialize in health education or public health. And I think it's a real dilemma. How do we teach 100, 200 competencies to people in a classroom or through an internship in this really small period of time? So again, if you're near a community college, maybe you could help influence having one or two classes at the early level and get people interested. It's also a way to recruit interesting people into the field. Let me thank our outstanding panel for a great session, and feel free to come up and talk with them to address your other concerns. Thank you.